And this is the Loudoun County Communications Commission meeting. Did have apologies from Commissioner Bybee and Commissioner Ryan. But for the record, we've got Commissioners Kennedy and Commissioner Stone, both not in attendance tonight. Most of us here, so thank you for being here. On to the agenda and the minutes. First question, did anybody not receive the agenda for the evening? Are there any changes or amendments to the agenda? Then there's objection. The minutes from our last meeting are adopted as drafted. And onto the, that was the agenda. Onto the minutes from our last meeting have also been shared. Did anybody not see that? Are there any changes, corrections, or adjustments to the minutes from this meeting? From July 28th, seeing and hearing none, then without objection, the minutes from our July 28th meeting are adopted as drafted. Next order of business then is public comment discussion. We have nobody from the public here and nobody that had signed up in advance, which brings us to a minor update to the bylaws seen in the agenda. A couple things that were added. We need a short discussion on a few pieces of that, and then the third part is fairly straightforward. Namely, so this is based on the template that comes down from the county for all commissions. There are three changes here. First is in section 3B that should have been included in the distribution as well, copy of the existing bylaws. 3B is basically just taking 3B1, whether or not we desire to have any limits on how many consecutive terms commissioners may have. And then secondly, in 4A1, similar question, should there be limits on the chair and vice chair roles and how many additional consecutive terms they could or may not have? And the third change is simply referencing the member of the commission that comes from the Loudoun County Public Schools, specifically adding language as duly appointed internally to the respective agency, hopefully non-controversial. So I'll open the floor to discussion. Any comments or thoughts on should we have limits? And if so, what should they be first on consecutive terms of commissioners themselves? And then secondly, on the chair and the vice chair. Any opinions, thoughts?
So this is not a great word. How popular is it to be part of the Communication Commission? Do we have people beating down the doors who want to be members? Is it something that the supervisors have to really, you know, work on to find folks? The nature of the question is, the more attractive it is or more popular the position is to be on the commission, perhaps that would motivate a shorter time span for those who are serving. I have the impression that we are not one of the more popular ones. And as such, I don't think that's an issue. But it's just one of that.
The chair's impression is very similar, that there's when there's been vacancies in the commission, it has taken a little bit of time to rebuild them. We haven't had necessarily a deep view of applicants wanting to be considered and wanting to fill vacancies as they come up.
Well, I have no.
Certainly extending. Certainly one edit we can have in there that is members may be reappointed to any number of consecutive terms. Simple enough. Any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, since I'm going to be here as long as I'm in my role and with the school system, so it'd be hard to have term limits that didn't apply in a bit. It would be 9-1 and different. So
I guess my basic thought would be, given we're having an existential discussion about whether the commission is even going to exist, I think it's kind of a moot point discussing term limits right now.
Yeah, I feel like this is rather perfunctory. We can probably move on to.
I think we should just. I would suggest we just table. I think it's a moot point to even discuss term limits, or as you said, perfunctory to discuss it. I don't think it's worth discussing at this point. And so to your point about top, sure, Solterra, about beating down the doors. Yeah, I mean, I had reached out to my district supervisor on the board. I guess close to 2 years, a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years ago now, about the mobile tower issue. And that's how I basically got shanghaied into this. Was she was like, well, we have an opening. Would you like to serve on the commission? Well, sure. Okay, if you're asking me to serve, I will serve. I didn't even know there's a commission at that point. So yes, people were not exactly beating down the doors. A lot of people. And when you look across the county in general, there's a lot of commissions that don't have people serving. So I mean, it's a bigger thing. Volunteerism is a thing, right? So
Similarly, any thoughts on chair or vice chair?
Well, I'm just on the commission. I think it's actually a good idea to have limits.
Okay.
The reason is you want diversity of ideas. You want diversity of opinion. I used to be on REDC, right? We had people who've been on there literally rural economic development.
Okay, thank you.
Literally 18 years, right? And the world had changed around them. And, you know, you don't ever want to unseat somebody because of their term of service and being respectful and honorable and dignified about you've given so much. It actually makes it hard to say it's time for you to go. And sometimes we, as we get older and, you know, whatever, we can't see that it's time for us to go. It creates a nice forcing function. Secondly, two consecutive terms is 8 years.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's a long time. And so, not REDC, ZOAG. ZOAG is now the ZOC, Zoning Ordinance Committee, and we have self-imposed a two consecutive term limit, which is like.
Those are 4 year terms as well.
And they're 4 year terms, exactly. When we made this transition 2.5 years ago, I mean, again, there had been people who had been on that committee for 18 years, literally when the last zoning ordinance rewrite was in 1993. You know, we are in a different world today. So especially when it comes to things about technology and all that, which is such a rapid, fast changing thing. Now, to the point about, you know, finding people willing to serve and things like that, that is a challenge. And I can tell you, we in Middleburg, we have 8 committees, and each committee has 7, 8, 9 people on it. The town has 750 people. It's hard to find volunteers. In a county of 450,000, of 500,000 people, which is the technology hub of the United States, I think we can find 9 people every 8 years. If it means we got to squeeze our constituents a little bit or poke people and reach out, it's more so the county has to actively reach out, because you're right, they don't bang down the door to serve on the age committee. But oddly, the age committee has a limitation. I'm not saying I'm on it. It's to me one way or the other, but that's the downside of it, right? It's stagnation of ideas, stagnation of participation. So
that's good.
I agree. It's probably not a ripe need we have to figure out now, because we got other things we're figuring out. But if we figure those things out, and I do think it's value add to look at the downside or look at the other side.
That's compelling.
So
yeah,
I guess I would say I agree. So let me amend my earlier statement and say I think it's an order of operations, not a agreement perspective. So I think it's just that's all it is.
Yeah,
we have to answer the question, and then so I agree with what you're saying. I just think it's an order of operations issue, not a call. It's not a question of whether I agree with you or not. I think it's just we have to solve the, are we going to be here in a year? And then, but yes, you're right. We do need to answer we do need to do that. We just need to answer the existential question first.
First order effect.
Absolutely.
And then, like for us on ZOC as chair and vice chair, we actually don't have a limitation.
It's capped at the 8 years as well, since.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. Like Mike Capretti, who's the chair right now, he's been the chair the last two times and does a great job. And it's 18 people and everyone's happy. So.
Yeah, I share sentiments with everything that was stated so far. My initial thoughts was to go with no more than 2% terms, but leave some leeway in there by saying, you know, if there are any additional candidates, should be afforded due diligence in the process. If there aren't any additional candidates, then you could be considered for additional terms.
I hate to do this. There should be like one like additional little rider on there that like don't have like all the you don't want the entire try to do it where like not everybody's, you don't want the entire commission turning over like
at the like for Zoc. Half come up every 2 years.
Well, right? I mean, even if you don't want like, you don't want like, was it, we have 9 or 10 commissioners, whatever it is, you don't want to have like everybody's, if everybody winds up serving eight years or whatever it is, you don't want to have everybody turning over at the same 8 year mark.
I mean, that is, they're appointed if the entire board of supervisors turns over, you don't want them bound by
right.
the previous decision.
So and someone may leave early and then have to be appointed. So I get your point.
Yeah,
I get your point.
I mean, you might not be able to prevent it.
Probably rare that all 9 supervisors change the same year.
Although, there was 03.
Was that all of them?
All but one. And last time it was, or 2 times ago, it was 7.
Okay, so let me just to get this behind us. So let me make a the chair make a motion that we adopt these changes, caveat with the 2-term limit or 8 years on the commissioner and the no particular limit besides that for the chair and vice chair.
Seconded.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Objecting? Abstain? No? Okay. Yes. Thank you. I got that behind us. And yes, I do agree with the sentiments that it's not as important as the other topic that we need to get to. The franchisees are not here tonight, so we'll be on to the action item we picked up from our last meeting, which was to draft a comprehensive change to our bylaws and bring that forward for discussion. Commissioner Solitario, between our last meeting and this, had mailed out a proposed step-by-step process that we might undertake to achieve that. There's an objection. I'd like to turn the floor over to him and have him walk through that and see if we can arrive on, you know, some sort of follow-on action. What do we want to do with that? Does it align with our current task of creating a bylaw rewrite?
Okay, sure. So on the 29th of July, I sent everyone an idea, a brief outline on how we might go about modifying our commissioners' roles. Does everybody have that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've all had a chance to look at it. We can step through it line by line or talk to it in generalities. I think, in a summary form, as it states, we would begin by sort of just coming out with, what is it that we're trying to do and get that down in writing. Take a look at, see at what's already out there with regards to county strategic planning, and then explore what are those technologies that might be relevant to serving those plans, and then draft a vision statement for what we think our expanded role would be. The idea of being, the output being a one pager on what is it that we think this mission ought to be. Questions? The next step was then to.
So the output post here is a one, you know, one page mission statement, basically.
Yeah.
Is that for our, you know, our own consumption within, so that we're sort of on the same page? Is that the intent there?
Exactly.
Versus it's something that we're going to share publicly.
No, or whatever. That's for our.
Okay. That's right.
So, quick question. Normally, when I've been through things like this, like, you know, Lean Six Sigma or DMEA or something like that, right? Define, measure, analyze, improve, control. The first step is always the voice of the customer, right? What is, so who's our customer? Our customer is the board. Not what we think the board needs, but actually what does the board need?
Right.
I think before we think what our strategy should be, we should come up with, we should go get the voice of our customer. Right? What do they need? It's not about what we think they need. It's about what they actually need. So to me, maybe the right first step is, what is that way in which we go pick their brain, talk to their staff, whatever it is, right? I mean, there's a million ways you can do voice of the customer to find out what their needs are from a communications commission. Or is it, I mean, like one of the things on here was data centers, right? And I'm just picking that out because it's easy. There's nothing related to technology that we have any input on, because data centers is all about land use, power, and taxes. The board could care less what technology is actually in the data center. It doesn't matter to Loudoun County residents. They just want the tax revenue. So, but there might be something we have no idea of, right? So do we want to go get that voice of the customer first before developing a vision statement? Because we want to make sure that whatever we develop aligns with what their needs are. And I don't know what their needs are.
No. Let's go back to his question, which was, what's this mission statement that we're going to generate? Step one, it's what our mission is with regards to coming up with this, you know, a definition of what our role should be. So that's what step one does. It's kind of gets us on the same page with what are we going to do?
But I don't, I'll put it this way. I don't want to do what's not value add for the board. Even I might think it's important, but if they don't think it's important, I shouldn't be doing it. Right?
Yes.
How do we learn that first?
So in step two, the first thing we'll do is we will explore and interview board members. County leadership, IT, EDA, others, the school system, to get their inputs on where they think we either fall short currently or where we could add value. So there's your interview. There's where you're soliciting any inputs from them.
But wouldn't that be first?
So all the first step is to kind of define what we are as regards to the mission. What are we going to do here? What are we going to look for? How are we going to approach this? That's what.
Okay. I mean, if what you're saying is just organizational.
Correct.
We'll figure out how to do board interviews. We'll figure out how to do IT interviews. Cool. I'm good with that. But writing a mission statement, I don't know if I know how to write a mission statement if I don't know what the mission is from my customer.
Yeah. So a mission statement kind of sets at the global level, at the top level, an outline of what it is that you stand for as far as a commission role would be. It's not the specific elements of what the commission's going to be working on. It's more of what do we see ourselves doing in this effort.
Okay.
I don't if you recall in our last meeting, the idea of going to ask the board what is it that they wanted was, I thought, not something was necessary because the board had outlined what it wanted in its various plans. And what our job was to do was to sort of take those plans and examine them carefully to identify where there were communication elements that needed to be added. That was kind of my thinking that way. It's funny you mentioned the data centers. As many of us have been challenged in communicating with our board, the only time I've had an extended conversation with my board member has been about data centers. That's what she wanted to talk about. And at the time, I wasn't even aware that we were constrained just where we are now. But we had an extensive conversation about it. Now, that doesn't mean that she wants this commission to have that role. That was on her mind, and I was maybe the person that she was standing in front of. I don't know why she brought it up, but that's how that came about. I believe, and this is a dangerous thing to do without having talked to them, I don't think they have an idea of what they want us to do. If they did, I think we wouldn't be having this conversation. It would be dictated forth. I have a sense that this commission was created a long time ago to assist in cable rollout to the rural parts of Laos. It was a very narrow, and to work on different cable franchises. But that was it. That was why it was first formed.
It was actually originally about public access TV.
Okay.
There you go. Cable.
So that's a narrow scope of what it is. If that's what it is, then maybe we should. I just saw the note that I guess we are going to be, there's going to be a delay in the rollout. But we don't really have a role in the oversight and the management of the cable rollout. As such, that role is done. We've accomplished what we originally set out to do. If we think that there's more that we could do, okay, well, this is what this outline is meant to do, is to take a study at that. Okay, moving on. So in the second step, we would go to actually explore where we are not, where we think we might have a role to play, where we're not actually doing anything and where we might have a role to play when it comes to this broad thing called communications. And then we would talk to everybody, explore, although this has already been done.
Real quickly, how do you define the gaps? What do you mean by define gaps in communication? That alone could take 10 years.
Well, we'll constrain it to whatever the time frame that we want to make it.
Well, no. I mean, but if you're saying you want to define gaps in communication, what do you mean specifically?
Well, where is it in the county when it comes to communications?
And how do you define communications?
That's something we'd have to talk about. I don't have a definition on top of it.
It feels like it's boiling the ocean.
This is an exercise in trying to find purpose. And in doing so, there's an element of sort of blank piece of paper. We're not working with any constraint in this exercise. We're going to take our collective thoughts based on our experience, based on our skills, and come up with an idea of what we think it is that this commission could do in the broad sense of what communications is.
I think
once we get into it,
my big challenge is commissions are typically formed with a specific purpose to meet a need. And then when that need is gone, it can either, there's a different need or it should go away, right? A commission shouldn't just live forever because it was created. There needs to be an identified need. So what's the identified need? I'm concerned that we use the word communication to just find something we think is interesting. I didn't see the word need in here.
No, there hasn't been a need defined beyond what the current charter.
No, what I'm saying is there's nothing in here that says there's an overburning need that we need to address.
I don't know what any of
that. And I actually made staff a little bit. You guys live this stuff every day. You live and breathe it. You know where the board falls short. You know where your consultant helps you fall short. What are things that you guys think you need from this expertise, or you think the board might need?
Let me get to speak to that,
right? Okay.
All right. Let me back up and take a, let me take a swing at this, because I think I hear, let me tug on a thread, because I think I hear a thread in what, where Tom's going, because I think he's tugging on something that I was maybe thinking about like a year back. And this is where I'm going to lean on staff a little bit to correct me. Because I've been struggling with this for the last year, trying to get my thoughts around this and coming from outside and try to adapt to more of a government way of thinking. I think what I've been trying to rationalize in my mind is I think when I came into this, I was approaching this as trying to wrap my mind around, hey, look, we have a broad group of expertise in the room, right, that represents a mix of technology experts, or in the case of you, Bridge, where you've got local government expertise, right? Because of your background, right? So we have this broad group of expertise from around the county that, you know, I mean, when I walked in the room and I looked at, you know, the chair, and I was like, holy cow, we've got the band back together, right? Because we worked together 25 years ago at AOL, right? And it was like,
what's AOL?
Yeah, it's that dial-up provider back in the day, right? But, right, you know, the thing that I thought it was really cool was we had this group of people with a broad group of expertise. It was like, wow, we really actually have a group of people that putting the basic charter aside for a second. We actually have an interesting group of people that could really help the county accomplish things outside the charter, right? That, you know, putting aside the charter, essentially really, really high-end consulting skill sets that are available on a volunteer basis to help the county if the county should so choose to take advantage of it. Right now, the reality is legally that's not what the commission is empowered to do. We are only empowered to do, and this is where staff, I think, or you can say that's not what we are chartered to do. We are only chartered to, as I understand it, regulate the broadband franchises, regulate public TV, regulate those things that the Board of Supervisors has said we are allowed to do. Right? Slap me down if I'm saying this incorrectly. So
use the word regulate.
What's that?
Regulate is probably not the right verb.
Okay.
Advise on.
Or advise on, right? We make our advisory recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, right? And that's what, but that's what we're chartered to do. And so, and as we've kind of learned, I think, watching the franchisees not show up is their lawyers have figured out, look, we don't, you know, we, meaning they, have realized they don't have to show up, right? As Verizon said, they don't have government affairs anymore. They've reduced staff down to one or two for the whole state, and they're not showing up anymore. They're not doing these things, right? We're now watching All Points say,
They go directly to the board.
They go directly to the board, right? We have, so we're all now kind of having our moment where we say, well, what are we here to do if everybody goes directly to the Board of Supervisors and we're not here, right? And so, to not to beat the horse anymore, but so if I think we're all kind of awakening to the fact that we are in fact purely in an advisory role, and as we've talked about in the last couple of meetings now, so if all we are doing is advising and racking up a cost, right, as I'm looking around the room and seeing county staff, right, because of open meetings, so we're sitting here incurring a cost because staff has to show up, right, They cost money, right? The meeting costs money, even though we're volunteer. This place is a burden on the taxpayers for us to sit here and pontificate about our role. And but if we're not doing anything, we're not generating a benefit, and all we're doing is generating a cost. And so I think what Tom is proposing, I think it's fundamentally a good thing, but I think it comes back to stuff we've kicked around before, which is at a 50,000 foot view, Tom is proposing, if I may be so bold as to distill it down, Tom is proposing again, hey, we can go out and solicit and say, once again, we have the ability to provide some value add service to the county, that we have this mix of expertise in the room that can provide a broad swath of skill sets, you know, a multi-domain set of skill sets to the county across multiple spheres of technology, a mix of technology and business skill sets, again, consulting, business, technology. Does the county feel that the value? Could the commission morph? And would the staff, and I'll say small s staff, to differentiate that from the staff that's in the room, would that be of value, right? And to have that be of some, and to riff on the FFRDC model for a second, right? Could the commission morph into a little bit of a in-house FFRDC to the county, if you will, right? Where to say, hey, look, we're not a contractor, right? We're not somebody the county has to pay, right? You're getting unbiased technology advice, right? You're not shelling out money to somebody who's going to profit from the city, right? You've now got this mix of expertise. Would that be a value to the county, right? To say, hey, you know, we're not selling you anything. We're not making money. Who do you go to talk to when you say what's coming next? So at the risk of putting our friends on the spot down at the end of the table, would, if I may be so bold, do you think something like that would be a value?
So I have to be very careful how I answer that.
All right.
I'm not your supervisor.
Yeah.
I need not determine.
And remember, we advise the board, not staff.
Right.
They don't come to us with questions.
So in a very hypothetical world.
Let me interject for a second.
Because
we've debated extensively this idea of, should we expand our scope? Do you think there's more value that we can provide? And if so, what is that value and how do we expand the scope, right? So that's like the high level question that we've, I think, discussed several meetings now. In our last meeting, we weighed two different options. One is, let's go have this exploratory conversation in the business meeting of the board to get the voice of the customer.
But I think we've all done that already.
Sorry?
But I think we've all done that already. At least I think that was a point
at a high level. Yeah,
we can. And fundamentally, at least all the feedback, or at least I think most of us have gotten, is very non-committal. And
all right, so let me finish. So there were two paths we considered. One is, well, let's just take this broad question of expanding our purpose and value to a conversation with the board. Or let's flesh it out and propose something to kind of stimulate the discussion and move the needle in directions we think maybe it should go in the first place. And I think what we decided last time is, well, let's, rather than have the voice of the customer conversation up front, let's draft something, build the framework, pose changes, and take that to them and have a conversation once we have that. So we're down that second path.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom took the time to write up a bunch of recommendations on a way we may get to that. So I don't want to rehash the, do we have value? Because I think we still, as a commission, I believe we want to move towards a conversation with the board supervisors on raising that question and having a proposal of changes to the bylaws and scope of what we do to increase that value. And I don't think we'll have a decision until we have that conversation with them. But that's the path we're on. So I just wanted to jump in.
Fair enough. Totally. And I think two things I would say, and then we can, you know, press ahead. Value is not determined by the provider. Value is determined by the consumer. Right. So it is not for us to predetermine that we actually are providing value or increasing value or whatever. Right. So it is for them to determine whether they think that the juice is worth the squeeze, right? So I do want to make sure, you know, we're thoughtful of that. The second thing I would say is I'm going to be impolite because of politeness, right? I think, because I deal with this, right? I mean, this is something I directly deal with because we oversee boards and commissions and things like that, right? It is incredibly hard to tell a board or a commission who has outlived its usefulness, we don't need you anymore. It is a very, very hard thing to say because they have done so much. They have volunteered. They have sacrificed. They have given up their, you know, whatever. And so, that's just a reality I think we all need to wrestle with. I want us to be careful that we don't force something on the board that out of guilt, they say, to your point, oh, okay, yeah, go do that. But at the end of the day, they still don't give a damn or use anything that we actually do, right? I think we have to be the ones who are very honest internally to ourselves about, you know, and I mean, Tom, your list has got a lot of great things on it that could be of something to somebody, but the board right now is getting all that from somewhere. Whether it's how many people on the IT staff?
A little bit 200.
Yeah, 200 people. This 9 is not going to be the difference to the 200 or the consultants they hire to do broadband analysis or RF propagation models or whatever, right? If there's something very unique and special that we can bring, and maybe it's not about technology, it's about connecting to the community. Those are the things I think, what's unique and different that we can do that IT or consultants can't do? I think those are the questions we need to ask.
Yeah, let me add another piece of color to that. I think it's important also that we think about it in a way that survives us. There should be a discussion about the commission, not about the current members of the commission, because whatever purpose it has, as new commissioners come in, it should still be able to fulfill that purpose. So
it's enduring. Yeah. Yes.
Back to you.
Yeah.
In step two, so I had a question. So the SWOT analysis and recommendation report, now what do we do with that? The output of that is our consumption again, or is it?
Yes, this is all for us at this stage. This is information. That we then use to go to the next step, which is to actually build what we think is a draft change to what our charter should be. And it includes an expansion of what our current mission statement is, if that's relevant. And it brings in potential new areas where we might get involved. The idea being that we've got some kind of a charter or at least a draft charter of what we think the new role of the commission is after it has reviewed the strategic plans that have come out, had discussions with all parties who are relevant for it, so that we can put together some kind of an outline of what we're going to propose to the board. And the next step becomes actually presenting it to them and getting them engaged in some kind of a discussion around it.
Is it step four?
Step four.
Right. So step three will really be
putting together
the changes that we're proposing, right?
That's right.
Taking it to the process to the board eventually for
correct
adoption or adjustments or whatever.
Okay. That's right. So in step four, we've got a discussion going on now with this draft charter that we've put together in step three, and we've run it through the board so that we can get their kind of some buy-in, if you will, and then go forward step five, the formal actual approval. It's not a complicated outline. I've used things like this many times before.
Who's going to do the work?
All of us. We'd have to piece it out. I mean, there's not that many of us to begin with. The hardest or the most effort will be in actually translating what exists currently with regards to existing plans, strategic plans, and sort of putting on our, if you will, our communications hats and exploring where is it that the board has visions from a strategic planning standpoint, and what does that mean from a communication? What are the implications from communications or on communications, if any?
So for me, first of all, thank you for putting this together. I think it could definitely serve as some type of guidepost for us. But the first thing, my biggest concern when I first look at it is it's definitely going to be resource intensive rate. So a perspective that I don't quite have is what the timeline for this looks like. So where can we insert temperature checks to ensure that we're on the right path instead of getting all the way to a certain point and then find out that we're not in alignment? I agree with you. I think the board probably does not know exactly what they want, but they can definitely tell us what they don't want, right? So where can we put some temperature checks to ensure that we are doing the right thing?
I would suggest we do it at every step. In every step, we take a step back and we ask, hey, what are we doing here? Is this consistent with what we understand? Does this make sense? Just kind of common sense? And we can have informal discussions with our board members if we want. I've found those to be difficult, just with my board member. But that certainly makes sense. Rather than go through the whole thing and then bring it to the board and say, hey, this is what we got. And they said, well, we had no interest in any of that. We're here. I think we did in our last meetings, we made an effort to elicit inputs from the board. We got kind of like, whatever you want to do kind of thing. It was very open. I don't think we got anything concrete from anyone. My board members said, hey, if you want to go for it, go for it. It's very encouraging, but that's not really...
That's a requirement. That's ambivalent.
It was an ambivalent answer. It was maybe a political answer. I don't know. What this was meant to do was to say, okay, given that whatever we did as a current commission is coming to an end potentially, what are the other areas that we might want to explore? Well, what do we have to consider as we answer that question? Well, what is it that we've got at the county level from a strategic planning standpoint? And there are strategic plans. This county is very aggressive in terms of trying to look for the future. It's a very responsible board in that sense.
I mean, you were in goal number one. I think you're right. This is unbelievably resource intensive. And if it's on the commissioners to do the work, because I mean, can't ask staff to do it.
But we are not proposing.
No, but there you go. Right.
But I don't think it'd be appropriate for them to do it anyway.
No.
Although I will have a question. I have a question. Does your team have also a 5-year plan? Do you have extended?
We have a strategic plan, but it's internal facing. Most of our operations do not face the public directly. One thing I would advise, and to a point you brought up earlier, as you're going through your plan and identifying areas of focus that you might be interested in, you probably should look at how the county's already doing, because you may have ideas where you want to advise on something, but it's already being handled through a zoning committee, or it's being handled through some other regulatory process, because you are not regulatory and there's no support from the board to make you regulatory. So
Tom, is the things you have listed out here, just these couple documents, which I think are good documents, that's probably 3,000 pages. Who's reviewing all that?
Each one of us. We have a responsibility to at least look at what it is that's already been published, produced, and to see whether it's consistent with what we're going to do.
Well, we are assigning ourselves the responsibility to go look at that. We currently do not have that responsibility now.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that how are we going to divvy up this work? And there needs to be a work plan, due dates, artifacts, deliverables. You're talking thousands of hours of work here.
I don't know that.
Well, I mean, you know, we've got interview board members, county IT leadership, EDA, library, and these are all people who should be interviewed if you're going to get it right. That's 50 people. How are we accomplishing these 50 interviews?
Break it up. This is just
okay. It is easy to say bring it up. It is hard to plan it and do it. That could take a year alone. Right? Accomplishing those 50 interviews could take a volunteer 9-10 person commission a year to actually accomplish.
I was Boston Consulting Group. I was reading that as a statement of work. I'd be drooling about,
oh my God,
writing a sow and a proposal for that right now.
And again, Tom, it's not that we have to do this. This is your starting point, which I totally get, right? But like, to do these things right, these are the things we have to do.
Well, one alternative is to take this outline and to go to a consulting firm that plays in the communication space and ask them to put together an outline, a plan with a work statement that has hours and costs and the rest of it.
We don't have a budget.
Yeah, no budget, no authority to do that. That would have to be directed by the board of supervisors.
Okay. So perhaps what we do is we take this as an outline, go to the board with it, and say, this is what we propose be done to revise what the communication commission's role should be. We don't understand the scope of it, but we have a sense that it might be extensive. As such, we think it might be in the interest of the board to, rather than have us do it, because it might either take too long or we don't have the resources to do so, but for the board to actually elicit some outside consulting firm to do that so that they get a sense of what the scope is.
Any reaction to that? I mean, it's a...
I'm not suggesting that's what we do, but to address the question you had earlier, this is a lot of work. Well, is it bigger than a bread box? Smaller than a house? I don't know.
I mean, I've been on projects like this, not as somebody who ran them, but we hired consulting firms to do it. And that could easily be $500,000 worth of work. I mean, number one, these consulting guys aren't cheap. You know, they actually now have day rates. It's 10 grand a day or 5 grand a day, right? They don't even do hours anymore. You know, they hire the 28-year-old graduate and they grind into powder. But that is the level of work you have to do to get to the right result of what you're talking about. And that's actually a good plan of how to do a strategic overhaul. It totally is. But it's not just something that we as a commission can sort of knock out in 6 months.
But I guess my feeling about this is that I don't know if there's other rules for us. We've actually seriously discussed it in this group, the idea of possibly shutting down the commission. Our job is done. Okay, that's a potential option. If we think there might be a role for us, well, and we want to explore what that role might be, this is an outline on how to get there. If we think the scope is too extensive, okay, then we narrow down the scope beyond to what we can do. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Well, from an IT perspective, you guys are mostly internally facing, right? Yes. How do you support the IT infrastructure of the county? It's not really about the county at large.
We do quite a bit with telecommunications,
okay,
carriers.
Okay.
But mostly public safety.
Do we just start this as a questionnaire for the board? An objective questionnaire that everybody gets the same set of questions. And you know, questionnaires are, they gotta be short, no more than 15 questions, right? But hit the high level things. Some of them could be check boxes. You know, it's objective, it's not telling the commissioner directly, yes, no, indifferent, you know, and maybe it goes out to some of the IT leadership, maybe it goes up to some other folks. You know, and it's not about the commission, right? You don't make the question about the commission. You make the questions about where do you see gaps when you're making an assessment of cell phone infrastructure? Do you find your consultant reports cover, you know, are there things you, when you get a consultant report that are typically missing? You know, maybe that's a quick and easy way to identify some gaps that, that a level of expertise in the room could be helpful. And if it all comes back, no, everything we get is fine. Well, then maybe that's the answer. There actually isn't a role. Or maybe it's, wow, there is two themes that keep coming out of this. They get screwed here and they get screwed here. Okay, maybe that's where we can focus our energy and dig deeper and scratch and find a role. But at least it's got, I mean, Tom, like I said, you know, when you're starting with a blank sheet of paper, that's great. But it's a lot of work to narrow down. Maybe at least that gives us a pointing, a directional vector to look at.
Well, so let me play snarky for a second. Because I do it so well.
Your contract.
Well, all right. So I was thinking about this because in the mail this weekend, I got my free copy of Northern Virginia Magazine. They're shilling for subscribers. So I was thinking about this because one of the articles was like 50 most important people in Northern Virginia, whatever, right? So put your hat on and you're a Board of Supervisors member, all right? So kind of the value, you made a very good point earlier. I want to go back to it, right? Value is determined by the consumer, right? I'll paraphrase for a second. So you're a political player in the county and you want to know about data centers and power and what's all this AI going to do to my county and what should I be thinking about? You're sitting around going, well, what am I going to do? Who do I call? Are you going to pick up and call Tom, Dick, and Harry on the Loudoun County Communications Commission? No. You're going to pick up the phone. You're going to say, hey, doesn't that Booz Allen or doesn't that Khaki or doesn't that level 3 vice president live down? Hey, I play golf with him on Saturdays. Or doesn't that vice president for so-and-so live down the street from me? Or I know them from the Rotary Club, or I know that person from so-and-so, or I just read the article by that person. I'm gonna have my staff member look them up and set up an appointment, right? Or I know them from church, or I know them from a social club, or my spouse knows them, right? Or my
any variation.
Or my county CIO ran into them at Tuskegee's this weekend or something, right? You're not calling the County Communications Commission, right? You know them through some political or executive circle, right? That's how you're reaching out for your expertise. We're not the venue for that, right? So I've kind of been down this thought process. I see the thought process that Tom's going down, but I don't think we're going to get there from here. I think those communications paths are already established to make those value propositions. And I'm watching you nod down there already.
Yeah, we filled a lot of questions from the public to the board offices.
Right. So I'm wondering if this whole thing is a moot point, right? That the advice process is already there. And anyways,
I'm hearing a couple things, so I can interject for a moment. First of all, Tom, thank you for taking the time to walk through this and write out in advance. Said something at the end, I think, in reaction to the conversation about maybe we take the outline, especially considering potentially the resource take that's going to require for us to go down that path, right? So take the outline in front of the board. Discussion of here's what we're thinking, how we're thinking we might flesh it out, come up with a comprehensive rewrite of what the purpose of it is, right? I like that idea, and really like
Bridge, what you said about questions. If we could integrate into that discussion a variety of questions, open-ended questions about some of these topics that we have on hand, right? What do you think about this? Is this an area you care about? Where do you get resources if you need advice on this topic? Where, you know, kind of.
Where does your circle fail you?
Yeah. Ask some of those in the conversation where we present this outline and approach, kind of flesh it out to get a sense of, because I mean, Scott, to your point, I can't remember the last time the Board of Supervisors has asked this commission a question about something. Ask advice about a particular topic.
We're not the trusted advisors.
Are we generating reports and creating information on an annual basis that's deliverable that we are supposed to do? I haven't talked about that yet, but
coming up.
And then they just read it and throw it away. I mean, like, there's generally no, and this is a great thing to bring up that conversation. Like, the cadence here is we're trying to figure out what to do, but you guys never ask us what you, so how do we respond without, you know, you need advice on something? Sure, we can address it. But if we don't know what that initial need is, then it's hard.
Well, and the needs already getting met?
Or it's being met somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also valid. And that's okay. That would be a great thing to get in that conversation. So yeah, well, we have questions about those issues and we're addressing them through other parts of the county staff or other.
You hire consultants or whatever. Yeah. You know, the other thing that you could use that could be the advantage of again, I'm calling it a survey. It may not be the right answer, a questionnaire or whatever, is it'll point us, it'll do one of three things. The answers will be all over the map. We have no clue. The answers will guide us that, hey, there are gaps and holes that seem to come out of this. And maybe that's, you know, it's the classic sales model, right? Identify a problem, then offer a solution. But it also could be the reverse. They don't need anything. At least if nothing else, we have the validation one way or the other. And if it's all their needs are met, okay, then we have a hard look in the mirror. If it's there are two needs that are unmet, then that's actually the evidence when you stand in front of them with a request for $150,000 or $250,000 to do, you know, a lot of this work. You can say, we heard from you. You told us you had these gaps and holes. We're trying to help you. We think there's a role for us to help meet those goals, but we need help to do it. And this is why we have this ask. It's not just an ask out of the blue. It's an ask supported by data from them that shows it's a current need, which I think gives it a lot more chance of survival. If it's just us going, hey, give me $200,000 to hire Boston Consulting or whoever, you know, not them, but I mean, somebody to help us do, because I do think your plan is a good plan, but there's, I can put it this way. There is no way. If you gave me 1/9 or 1/10 of that work, then I could get it done in less than 5 years. I mean, if it's 50 interviews, that's 5 apiece. That'll take me 6 months. And that's not the pace at which you want to do this stuff, because you want to move quickly and execute and all that stuff. There's the analysis.
So this idea is a departure from what we decided to do last meeting, which was to draft changes to the bylaws and present them to the Board of Supervisors. That's okay. Like, it's good that we come together and share ideas and perspectives and come up with an alternate approach. So the alternate approach is taking the outline and maybe these survey questions and getting before the board with that.
And honestly, Ron, I would also want to hear some of the other people he recommends. Because it might be broad on the board.
We could make it broader as well. So I guess I want to hear reactions, in particular from this side of the room. Should we take that now? I mean, that is a departure from what we decided last time. And I'm okay with, you know, us formalizing that with the decision on the commission. But I'm trying to get a reaction first of we want to pivot to that approach rather than the comprehensive rewrite approach.
I think that's the most efficient approach if we're going to go down this path.
And I'm always in the position of not having a supervisor that's going to direct any of this work. So whatever gets directed by the 9 is almost like that will drive the work versus there's no one at LCDS that I'm going to go back to that's going to have any impact on what this committee does. So that's leaves me in kind of like a gray area.
You get the fun spot.
But I think I mean, some of what Tom outlined, I would say Lavender County Public Schools is a critical component of asking that broader question of, you know, is there something this commission can be doing, not only to advise the Board of Supervisors, but also that adds value to the work at the school?
And we did have a technology steering committee for several years, maybe eight.
Yeah.
And we no longer have a technology steering committee because our board did not find value in that. And the problems that we were, or the types of topics that we were discussing 10 years ago, we don't need to discuss anymore. So pulling, getting agenda items, getting a meeting put together, they just were removed that from their list of committees and when they approved their policy. So
good.
Okay.
There is this idea that we are a solution in search of a problem. And I don't know if that's helpful to the board. If they don't have any problems, then why bug them any further? I had the impression, and I took a look at some of these documents, and there are elements there that I could sit back and say, you wanted this, that you have some initiatives in this arena from a strategic planning standpoint. Here are the communication implications, or here is how communications might be able to complement that arena. But if it's not in our charter to provide them that advice, then we either have to change the charter or stick within the boundary of what it is that we are supposed to do. I'm suggesting that we explore expanding our charter to be able to provide these kinds of technology types of advisory services. I'm really sad to hear that the school doesn't think they need a technology. I mean, with AI,
I think it answers other avenues. So you don't need a dedicated commission or committee when you can ask staff directly versus needing a committee to have this thing. So I think it's just the value of what the task is versus, and then like you're saying, where you're getting information from.
Yeah, and if the board is getting its information from other sources to address its communication needs, okay.
Staff can use Google just like everybody else, right?
I mean, I will say this, Loudoun County's board supervisors over the last 20 years, has 25 years, has changed substantially. And I don't mean that it's got Republicans or Democrats or anything like that. County boards and city councils are typically kind of like, you rely on staff, you rely on boards and commissions to make a recommendation, you review the recommendation, you make a decision. Right, you vote yes or no, right? The Loudoun County Board of the last 15 years has become unbelievably hands-on. I mean, there is not much they leave to the work of a commission or a board. I mean, the commissioner or board gives input, but then the board goes and they do their own thing. So a great example, planning commission, right? The most important one of all the commissions, you're required by state law to have one. And it is supposed to be your primo expertise on planning and zoning. Planning commission will get an item, they will review it, they will do all the staff work for 6 months, they will vote, they will give it to the board, and the board goes, okay, and then they go have staff to redo the whole thing, how they want to analyze it and make their own decision. Whereas you look at Fairfax, the command commission makes a recommendation, it goes to board supervisor next meeting, board supervisor goes, all right, and they got it right, everyone good? And it's all good. I mean, our board is incredibly hands-on, and that has been a change for the last 20 years since the commission was created. So I think what has happened is just this natural progression that they have become much more directly involved in the day-to-day than you typically see in a government. So to your point, they're probably reaching out to the friends, the families, they're hiring the consultants, they're doing the whatever to get the answer directed themselves.
So one thing I did want to bring to the commission's attention, the board publishes their vision and strategic goals. It's out on the website. Sure, it's included in the minutes. One of their items is connecting lab. There's three items underneath that, and it's primarily being moved by staff.
Because this commission doesn't have a role to support that.
And when we, that's the focus of the survey.
And when
your goal is this, how can we assist?
When we stepped up to potentially complement that, we learned that that wasn't in our chart. So it isn't that the board hasn't outlined what it is that it wants. It's that there isn't a commission, certainly not this commission, that's providing them services to support them.
Well, they haven't seen the need to ask us.
Well, that's a good point to you.
Can you share? Is it a URL?
I can share.
But you know, two of them are broadband related. One of them is cellular, and all of that is being handled through consultants and through zoning members or through DHCD. There's only three communications.
Who's the county's biggest consultant for stuff like that?
I do not know off the top of my head.
Okay.
So it doesn't go through you guys. It's
just your cellular providers. They're making determination about where they need service.
Yeah, I mean,
going through the process independently of us. Typically, we get involved when we're looking co-locating public service, public safety equipment.
Yeah, I mean, I worked for a carrier for a number of years, so yeah, been there, done that.
They don't typically consult with us, but we work with them. Employment.
I mean, when the carriers have come to the zoning ordinance committee, you know, sometimes the question comes up, like from the representative for the HOAs, I can't remember what I think it's Rich Brigham. He'll say like, well, have you talked to the HOA? And it's like, we know where we don't have service. So we're coming to you to approve a zoning ordinance or, you know, a zoning amendment, and it becomes a land use issue. Not to say that there shouldn't be a different, it's not a zoning question, but it does get asked, and those guys say, we know where we have holes.
Yeah, and there's HOAs around here that have shot themselves in the foot. Like one of the HOAs by me is got like no mobile towers on HOA property, and it does things like that. But yeah.
Okay, so let me pose about forward then. On that, we make the decision to amend our action item. For the discussion we had to take to the county board this outline and have a discussion about how do we resource it, what do we include in scope, sort of the scoping conversation and a resourcing conversation. That's one decision that we will need to make if we want to go down that path and then update our action accordingly. And then to follow through with that, the new action would be probably I would need to draft and look for support from the commission on a letter to board supervisors and the county administrator stating as such, hey, this is what we'd like to do. This is where we're at. We want to have a discussion with the county on this. And that'll likely lead us into a meeting with the board in their business meeting, this conversation.
I'd like to add a flavor to that, which is along the lines of, you know, how did we get here kind of thing. We feel that after reviewing what we've been doing so far, that our role as defined by the current charter has come to an end.
Yeah, so in the letter, I just threw that out there, but in the letter I would cover, we were formed for this purpose, and in particular in the last franchise renewals, we weren't even included in the discussions. We don't have a clear purpose beyond that. And we want to have a discussion about other areas that we can evaluate. I mean, I would hit those in the letter.
So, point.
Yeah.
I want to bring up. Those Supervisor Brisman and several of the supervisors, when we recapped a couple meetings ago, and we rehashed some interviews, but as Supervisor Brisman and several others did bring up, that they were amenable to shutting down the commission if it was time to do that. So I want to make sure we're kind of rehashing that point, right? Because as you brought up, as you yourself said, Rich, right, that hard thing to do is say, okay, guys, it's done, right? So I think we keep, and, you know, Tommy, you kind of said this yourself, we seem to be a solution in search of a problem. And if we all got to kind of put our egos aside, right? But I'm going to go back to the point that we're becoming a burden on the taxpayers, and we need to pull the plug on this thing. I am getting to the point where I think we're at least 60-40 at this point, we're shutting this thing down. I'm really starting to think we are a solution in search of a problem. So,
I mean, that's not a reason to think that could be a possible outcome of that conversation.
Yeah,
right? We're trying to figure out scope and purpose, and our current scope and purpose seems fairly limited and very ineffective based on our last round of franchise renewals. So, a broader conversation could lead to, those are great things, but we're meeting them in other areas. Don't really need to expand this commission for that. And then we can raise the question, well, then why are we here, right? If there's no other purpose and we're not effective in advising,
well, this
specifically franchise renewals. I mean, there's other stuff in our current bylaws that called out, but specifically in that particular area, like,
which is a big one.
Yeah, we had zero value. That was the original purpose of the commission, right? And now we have, like, pretty much zero value in that area. It's hard.
Yeah, so maybe the letter should be on more along the lines of a proactive suggestion that we close the commission. We could explore alternative roles, and here's an approach that how we could do that. Might need some resources to get there.
And so to the point, just tee up
the conversation, and the conversation we can get there.
We'll say, in my work life, sometimes some of the most effective discussions I have had with executives is by forcing the discussion by saying, let's kill this program. And then sometimes you kind of go, wait, you're going to do what? And then sometimes that forces this.
It forces the fight, and then
what am I going to lose?
Right.
And then, I don't intend to. I'm not suggesting to game politically this.
Well, no. But I have actually seen that force the discussion of, wait a minute, we think that might be valuable. And then they start to question what they're going to lose. And then it's not a game. It's sometimes it can force the discussion, because I've had multiple discussions with my supervisor, and they've all come back to the same thing. Well, I don't know what I want. You tell me. And I'm at the point of, I'm not going to keep having more and more discussions, because they're not really productive at this point. So the needs are getting met. They're obviously getting met elsewhere, because things are happening. So we need to force the issue. I think you're right. There needs to be a letter. There needs to be a meeting, whether it's a short survey, whatever. We need to just cut the chase.
Okay. Chair entertains a motion to modify our current action item, which is the comprehensive rewrite, and replace it with this outline, and putting that in front of the board for discussion.
Seconded.
That was not our motion. Chair didn't move that.
Yeah.
I'm inviting it.
No, I got you. Let me ask a question. So the idea would be to communicate to the board, whatever form that takes, right? And with this is our struggle. This is, you know, where we stand today. We have ideas and thoughts, but we want to have a heart-to-heart, best way to say, I mean, you know, whatever, conversation with you guys about all options on the table that makes sense, that makes the best sense for the county as a whole.
Yep.
Right?
That's the beauty of the letter.
Correct. And not proposing an outcome, right? Proposing a conversation that goes the full spectrum. And then when the conversation happens, it's, hey, look, you guys need to feel perfectly fine and acceptable to say, time to move on. And you need to feel perfectly fine and acceptable to say, no, we want you to do more, or something in between.
Something different, yeah.
Right. But that's what we are struggling with as a commission is where you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I may, my advice would be to do a very generic survey. It's not necessarily leading one way or the other. Get your results, then put your information item together to take to finance, because that's where you have to go first. Because you can't have a meeting with the board. You got to go to finance first. And you should come to that table with a recommendation, one way or the other, based on the feedback you get. Go into a
meeting. And the survey is to
the board members, as you guys have suggested, that says, you know, whatever, however you want to frame that, on your needs being met on these items. I wouldn't make them open-ended. And you could include that, but I would be very specific, and I would look at items that you believe may be of interest. Okay, like I said earlier, see if those needs are already being met somewhere in the county that we know of. Ask those questions, get your feedback, and then go to finance with a recommendation. Because you don't want to be in a public meeting having a conversation about your purpose in life. I think that would be good for you or the board. But that is my recommendation. But I
wasn't. But I mean, wasn't. And I'm not pushing the spot. I think Supervisor Brisman was tasked a year ago with reviewing all boards and commissions and make an assessment to whether they, because right now the county's got like 50.
There are others that are having the same sort of conversation.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And maybe that's the flavor it's taken. It's not, it's taken itself back. Okay.
Yeah, there was a commission on commissions.
That's what it was. That's what it was. That's right.
But I don't remember. I don't recall what year that was.
It was like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. Yeah. It was in this current word, but yeah, no, yeah, it was at the start of the whatever.
That is so government.
Oh yeah.
You know, I
there's a reason. I like to add. I have nothing to add.
The more I noodle on this, the more I think let's make it easy on the board and just go to them with a suggestion that we've ended our we've achieved what it is that we were set up to be, and we're recommending closing. Unless you say otherwise. And why all this hand-wringing? If it's going to take, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours for somebody to even think about what this commission is supposed to be doing otherwise, maybe what we did is we say, you ought to be closing the communication commission and think about, I call it a technology commission, which is broader, maybe. Just, you know, I just feel like so much pushing the rope here,
mm-hmm.
rather than having, to your point, having the board want something from us. We're working so hard to explore a role when it's, I think the elephant on the table is saying there is no role.
You know, there was I think it's a really good lesson in what happened to ZOAG as it became ZOC. Right. So ZOAG was constituted very much like this one was. Every supervisor got a person. Right. And then there was one or two others for, you know, whatever. Was it school? Something. REDC had a role, whatever. And where it ultimately fell short was it did not continuously adopt with the needs of the times. Right. Because it's always about a person from a board member who was not an expert on certainly everything or even one thing. And they you know, so-and-so chose Ron because Ron's a great RF guy and then chose me because I'm a great RF guy. Well, we don't need two RF guys on the commission, right? So what they did with ZOC was they created roles around specific user communities, stakeholder groups, right? So there is a role for wineries, breweries, and limited farms. There is one for HOAs. There's one for builders. There's one for realtors. There's one for towns, which is how I serve. So, and each one of those community groups would recommend a member to ZOC. Then there was like three or four at-large people, right, that the board would kind of pick. And then there was someone who was an architect. Someone had to be on there who had to be an architect. So, I mean, where I think the county could actually have a lot of value add is something like that around technology investment. You know, it's about how is the county investing in the right technology it needs to be thinking about 10, 20, 30 years from now.
Okay.
Right. But that's not a communications commission, right? That's a AI guy or that's a role for AI. That's a role for power. That's a role for small modular nukes. That's a role for solar or, and I'm making it up, right? So I think there is value the county needs in helping guide those infrastructure investment conversations that look out 20 years. But I don't think it's this, it's this. And maybe that's what the conversation with the board is. What we used to do, you don't need anymore, but we have seen a need that you, you know, we're kind of in that space. We do see something you do need.
So thoughts on suggestion of preempting with the survey at that
time? I think it could be very useful. It's got to be done exactly the right way. Serve to your to his point, you don't want it to guy, you know, writing it well is hard.
Well, what are some of the questions we would ask? Like, what are we talking about here? Just to noodle that for just a minute. I'm not even sure what we would ask. What's your satisfaction with communications in the county?
Nope. We're you'd probably start off with like where do you go for, we might just have to leave it open-ended. Where do you go for information on
wireless
issues, cellular or cellular issues, or if you have questions about data centers in Loudoun County, where do you go? Or if you have questions about power. Like if you're concerned about power or AI, or we just have to pick topics that we might be thinking about, right? If you're concerned about technology in Loudoun County, where do you go? Keep it very open ended, but we would just need to pick the topics, right? We can pick the topics, but we need to leave the questions just to be open-ended.
Do you want to ask a question like, do you feel when a wireless item comes before you, you get adequate information from the consultants, the applicant or consultant?
We could have something like that.
I mean, do you generally feel you get the information needed to make an effective decision?
Yeah. And we could ask that, do you feel like you get, we could ask something like, do you feel you get adequate unbiased information or something like that?
It could be hard. It almost was like scoring, rate the information you get 1 to 10, you know? The one thing about a survey I'd love to see is that there's some type of way that the information is aggregated to give us data. That like says, hey, 72% said this.
So we have to be careful. So the only thing we got to be careful about, we do have to be careful that we don't lead, because there is a thing with surveys where you have to
that's why scoring questions are good.
Well, yeah, scoring questions, you get that, you also don't want to like theory crafting is the thing with surveys. Like you don't want to start with certain questions and then like have a question at the end where you've like steered them to where they're at the end, but they're like, you know.
Rob, what do you think?
Had a rather robust conversation for the last 90 minutes on the same topic, and we don't have an action besides what we currently have in our registry, which is to build out this fully vetted, filled out, new changed bylaw.
So my question is, do you feel his direction or your direction is the appropriate one?
It's
kind of like we're down to these two choices, right? Go survey, finance,
or I don't think they're similar. Yeah, I think they're complementary. I don't they can be with one another. Certainly preempted with the survey, if you wanted to get a couple of questions up front, and that would help inform the conversation.
I'll make a motion. I move we form a survey of the board and potentially other county leadership as we determine makes sense to inform a outreach to the finance committee to have a conversation with them on the viability of the communication commission and a potential future change if deemed appropriate by them. That sort of puts it, the two things together. Do the survey, take it to the finance committee, but the survey informs the letter, you know, you sent them.
Okay, so survey first, letter second. The letter is just a way of saying, hey, we want to meet with you.
Yeah, but I think the way in which you are thinking about structuring the letter is the right way to do it. Is the right way to do it. And I think deciding whether we go in with a recommendation or not has to be guided by we find out from something.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Or amendment. Or I guess so it's a second, and then you can make
I'll second it.
I'm moving the second. It's a discussion.
Or
anybody can make a friendly amendment.
Just
for clarity, let me make sure I understand that. So the motion is for the commission to draft a survey. Deliver that to the board of supervisors, possibly others. That's probably a question mark. We don't have an answer, but let's just say the board of supervisors at least get that input first, integrated into a letter that will trigger the discussion that we talked about earlier. That's what I'm hearing is the motion.
But if I heard the correct recommendation earlier, that letter should have what we think the solution is.
No, I think it's to tee up the meeting. Here are things we're thinking about and talking about. And here's what we heard from our survey. I don't think the letter is supposed to be a comprehensive solution that we're trying to have a conversation about that.
Something that I'll have to get advice on is whether a letter that goes to finance is part of something other than it's part of charter.
Well, that's what I was saying.
We're limited in the charter and how we communicate to the finance committee and the board. So,
right. But I think as a commission, we can at any time write a letter to the board and the county administrator. That's separate from our reporting requirement.
Right? Yeah, this isn't a reporting requirement.
It's not a report.
We just have to find the mechanism for
that. Yeah. But that's my thinking is a way of not doing our regular reporting, which does go through the finance committee for review, is to trigger it with just a letter. That's what we're thinking about. Okay, so any further discussion on the motion?
The only discussion is I think we should keep the survey short. The longer it gets, the less likely we are to get responses. I'm actually thinking 5 questions.
They always say no more than 12.
I'm thinking 5. So
any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. I'm going to abstain.
One abstention. Supported as effective. Do you go back later?
Yeah.
So, noting Commissioner Smith abstaining, any objection? The ayes have it 5-1-0. 0-1, I guess, is the way to that. It's getting late. I'm tired. Okay, we have a new action item at our registry, which gets us to our next agenda item. You want to go through what's in the registry?
So I did add 265, which is the survey. Everything else, it doesn't look like anything was added at the last meeting. I wasn't able to attend due to illness, so I didn't get an updated registry sent to me, so I'm not sure I had the latest version.
Okay, so the one thing that was added was basically the motion from our last meeting, number 265. Do you have that?
Okay, I do not. So let me, I'll get an updated version.
So
I'll make that one 266 and then I'll get 265.
Yeah. And 265 is work on fully vetted new commission bylaw proposal between now and next commission meeting, which is today. Tom Solitario to take the lead on approach and write up, and all commissioners are assigned to engage.
Okay,
that would be fun. It's partially done.
make sure this that isn't.
Just the minutes.
I think that was the only new action item from this.
266 is survey. Yeah.
And the thing that was sent out earlier, are we supposed to comment on the delay?
No.
Okay. It was just, they were just 4 minutes.
Definition.
Yeah, got it.
I want to say I told you so.
But it doesn't
seem to be coming.
But it doesn't seem to be an issue. The board, I understood the notice, the board just kind of said, oh, okay.
Well, let's wait. Because our next meeting, we should have that reaction. We don't have that reaction yet. Before we comment on that.
Was it like if they didn't get it done by a certain time, a certain amount of money evaporates? Is that the deal?
Yeah, all points to me.
Yeah, but I thought there was like a certain point at which they had to get it done by.
December 21st, 2026.
Oh, 2026. Okay, okay.
Got 31st. It. So, yeah. Okay, go in next order of business. It's individual comments or any business. What's your statement?
I'm for me.
No, let's go around them. Nothing.
Oktoberfest was awesome. I didn't see you guys there.
That work. Yeah, I heard it was a bunch. I got invited to come out there, but I missed it.
I don't remember that invite.
Well, I brainwaved to you.
Well,
you didn't invite me. There was a friend that was like, hey, we're going out there. I was like, there you go.
It was a good time. And I guess Lovettsville's this weekend. That's the big one.
Step it up.
Oh, thanks.
Tom, no. This is, Chair's comments, painful process. I realize that, but I think it's an important process to make sure we really do answer the question of how do we expand our value and really have an impact? And if we cannot answer that question, then why are we here? Like, this is really fundamental, and I appreciate everybody's willingness to jump in and labor through those together. So thank you. Our next meeting is scheduled for October 27th. I am flying that day. I should be back in time, but if I'm not, I'll reach out to Commissioner Kennedy. I'll reach out to him regardless, make sure he's available in case my flight is delayed in some way. But if there's no further business, then
I do have a question. Well, so we're going to do a survey. Who's going to write the questions?
Yeah, that's part of the action item.
I can do a first cut.
Yay, we got a volunteer. Okay.
I used to actually write surveys.
So write it up, circulate it, get some feedback and input from everybody via email between now and our next meeting.
So the here would be my thought real quick. I will review our charter and then some of the stuff you wrote down about areas that could be helpful. You know, if it's 5 or it's 8 or 9 or whatever we all figure out, I mean, I'm on board and it should be more 10 or 11 because you know, now the board should realize this is an important one. Spend 5 minutes to answer the damn questions. You know, if I have to sit Laura down and walk, you know, we can do that. But if 15 come out of the review or 20 come out of the review, 20 come out of the review, and then everybody, we can figure out what 5 to 10 we want to pick. If anybody's got any ideas, just send them to me. I'll collect it and put it all on, you know, one spreadsheet. That's all I'll do.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. If no additional business, then we are adjourned. Thank you.
Great. Yes, man.